this holiday season. Prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you. Thanksgiving. In the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts, the fourth Thursday in November is the most celebrated day of the year. The table is set. The festivities have begun. One uninvited guest has arrived. And this year, there will be no leftovers.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. I own a
pop. All right, guys, back on that ass. This is the 2016 liquor license. Shout out to Thanksgiving, even though career doesn't do holidays.
No.
Fuck, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get you started on it.
No rants.
We know your point of view.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for?
Everything. Waking up every motherfucking day. Family, a couple friends. That's it. Everything.
That's nice.
Yeah. Every day though. Not just Thanksgiving. Every fucking day.
No, I ain't.
Especially because this is a liquor license special. We're coming at y'all from a different time. So for him to ask me that question this morning, that's a good question because I'm very thankful every fucking morning I wake the fuck up.
It is, man. It's a nice. I have felt your sentiment when it comes to every day you should give thanks. Every day you should treat your kid like it's their birthday. You know, all that kind of stuff. I get it.
Cool.
But there is maybe is Thanksgiving. Would you consider a white person holiday? I mean, I would.
I mean, every holiday is a white person holiday. Black people adapt it to, but a lot of black people love Thanksgiving. So, no, Thanksgiving is a very universal holiday.
You don't dig on turkey, huh?
No,
you don't fuck with it.
Man, I like seafood.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, no, I'm just, it's, you know what, the thing is, it's not even that great. It's dry.
Some people can cook the shit out of it, though.
No. Yeah, the homie Scott can cook.
What about fried turkey? You eat fried turkey?
Tree Man does.
I like fried turkey.
Tree Man does it for his whole fucking, the other side of his family.
That's a cool move. He deep fried?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, but I think he does it because they don't drink.
Yeah.
So that he could sit outside and, like, sneak beers.
That's because it's like a process. It is. Like, my uncle, he'd wake up, like, 5 in the morning and he'd get to frying the turkey. So, yeah, shout out to Tree Man because that's my uncle does that. And he drank his little beer, smoke his little weed. Yeah.
Back home?
Yeah, back home. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely one I recognize. He walked behind the house a few times, you know.
I've had fried turkey before, but I like just the oven roasted deal.
Traditional.
Yeah, I do. You know,
I'm mad at you with some stuffing.
I
never had that before either.
What, stuffing?
Stuffing, yeah.
You might actually like it. It's like, how can I describe stuffing if you've never had it? It's like soft ass croutons on a Caesar salad that like have more flavor to them. That's what stuffing is.
We're gonna pass.
All right,
we'll stick to the fried turkey.
All right, I'll miss my giving thanks moment at Scott's house this year because I'll be there late. This will be the eighth year that I'm doing Thanksgiving with my buddy Scott, that crew, and every year we do a picture, the exact same picture, exact same shirt. It'll be picture of the week, so you can see it. I don't know why we decided to start doing this, but we did, and so I just photoshopped.
You gotta do shit to make shit cool, though, man. That's what ain't nothing wrong. That's why I say I'm not against you in your holidays and shit. I think that's really is meaningful to certain people and certain things about it. And like you explained it to me, you don't get to see this dude often, so I think it's a cool thing as far as that.
I think that as much as every day should be a memory. Come on.
Fucking shut up, fuck piece of shit, dog, fucking motherfucker.
Hey, you guys hear that? Dog guy was out there. Walking his dog. Come on, seriously, is that dog going to bark the whole fucking time?
I think he just robbed him up.
All right. You think Luke's trying to fuck it?
Maybe so.
I want to preface that his episode tomorrow is going to have a really good bombshell fucking story that I can't say. The reason the fucking floors are sticky, there's some shit that are...
It's some like, shit going on in these streets.
Oh, my Lord. Lord in heaven. Lordy.
All right.
Is there a fucking Madea Thanksgiving movie? There's got to be one.
I'm sure. It's Madea fucking Boo Halloween or some shit.
On to that. Okay. So, Chappelle hosted SNL. Now, I'm like 2 weeks late on this. We should have done it last week.
Right.
And
he was at the fight. I seen a picture of him, Andre Ward and Kovalev.
Oh, okay. Those guys were the two undefeated. Right. They had 30-plus wins. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I heard that they stripped the champion of his belt, which shouldn't have been done.
Yeah, from what I gathered, Andre Ward maybe didn't win, but he unanimously won on the card. So I.
But you can't. Okay, I always thought that like, if you're the champion, you can't lose unless you get knocked out.
Right.
And if you go the full round,
he actually knocked Andre Ward down in the second round,
and yet he still lost.
Yeah, he still lost.
Shut the fuck up with those dogs. I mean, am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong.
I'm gonna have to shut that fucking window.
Go with this, Chappelle.
All right. So, now the homie. Fuck your dogs! God damn it. All right. Thanks, buddy. It makes zero difference. Are they outside or what are they doing? Where the fuck are the dogs? I don't understand. Can your cousin come and shoot them for me?
Chappelle. Tell me what the fuck you're doing with Chappelle.
What am I, like, sucking Luke's dick? I'm telling you, some of the shit he says, I do actually, appreciate. And he said, blame it on Saturday Night Live to make the funniest man in America fucking not funny in some of his own bits. The bit where he had all of his own characters was not funny. It wasn't.
I think that one had, I just don't think he can be Chappelle funny on SNL.
Yeah, and SNL can't make him funny.
Right.
But you look at his monologue, which is brilliant.
Right.
Okay. And then just him in general, like, I don't know, the way that he carried that show, even that Chris Rock skit, which everybody talks about, I watch it and it was funny. But at the same time, it's like, it ain't really shit. Like,
right. Because it wasn't, you could tell it wasn't something that they fucking rehearsed all week long. Like, let's go out there and kill him. It seemed like he just was like, texting him before the show, like, you gonna show up and do this shit? And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna be there. And he just went with it. It really seemed like that. Like, you know, the timing and everything was just like, oh, yeah.
He does look older, I'll say that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, like, I'm not like.
We like 10 years after what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like beat up. Just, you could just.
No,
you
the
could,
life. You could cigarettes, the. Yeah.
You could visibly tell he looks older, but he does look swole as a motherfucker, I gotta say. Like, he's. In the one, he's wearing like a fucking short sleeve shirt.
And I still think he can come back to TV and have the funniest TV show without a fucking doubt.
I wonder if this is like, this was his chance to show that he can.
I don't think so. I think they always knew. I don't think that's ever been a doubt. I think people try to throw bags of money at Chappelle every fucking year. Come tell a new TV season, somebody go to Chappelle and say, look, this is the offer. Would you want to take it? Nah. But I hope he does at some point.
Again, like you said about Lauryn Hill, like how she was, she started so early.
She's a fucking superstar, right?
And she started so early that, like, by the time she got in her 20s, she's like, fuck this shit,
right? I can disappear.
He was a star so early that, like, he just didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Now, just he's lifting weights and doing fucking 8-hour comedy shows and, looks totally fine with it.
Right, right, right.
You know, has his family and shit out in Cincinnati.
And his kids, like, should be older
now. They should be getting older. They're probably ready to go to college.
Right. The oldest one should definitely be college age, and even the younger one should be almost there. So, yeah.
And he's still with his wife, that
same little Asian woman.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
I told you, man.
Living on a farm.
On a fucking farm in Iowa.
Fuck God. No. Ohio. By Cincinnati.
Okay. I thought it was fucking Iowa.
Yeah. So I was excited to see it because.
Me too.
Number one, Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
I really want to get that album because the songs they played, I was like, I was feeling them.
Okay.
Okay. I liked the fact that they had Fife on it.
Yeah.
That they shouted out, like, current shit.
Yeah.
Q-Tip, he's weird as a motherfucker, but number one, Busta Rhymes comes on one of the songs. What the fuck happened to that guy? That guy's weighing about 325, dog. His head is the size of a fucking bowling ball.
Yeah, I don't know what.
He's a big motherfucker. Like, he gets.
But that's not like fat. Natural life. That's something else. I don't know.
He's doing something, man. Because his head is. He's Barry Bonds.
Right. His neck, his shoulders.
He's a. Yo, sign Busta Rhymes up to play for the fucking Lions or something, dude. That guy's. It's a big fuck, dude.
I like the morning vibe. You're very like energetic. You're energetic usually anyway.
I try.
But I'm just saying.
Normally I'm not.
I like that we can still vibe. I feel a good vibe right now. I like this white dude. If y'all don't know that, he might be the most handsome white dude with a beard in the fucking tri-state area. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But
anyway, all right. So the funniest part I thought of the Saturday Night Live, actually came on Weekend Update.
Okay.
Yeah. And they got what's a black dude. He's funny.
He is. I like that.
Michael Che.
Che.
He fucked up one bit, and then he kept going back to it. Which
that's one thing about him through his career. He will fuck up, and he keeps it going. Like he'll laugh at his own shit sometimes. Like shit, that's just like fuck it. I'm gonna let it out. I like that dude.
He has like that. That like all the comics that I like. You know, the older white. Balding Irish comics.
Yeah.
He has something about him that has that where he's like self-deprecating.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
makes it funny.
Yeah, yeah. I like that dude though. I do like
him. You know, most black comics are just like, you know, what's up, pimping and like gold.
Now that's coming from a white dude.
I know, but
so technically that's not right, y'all. Don't jump on
besides,
that bandwagon.
Besides Richard,
we Pryor. Can't say most black comics who had gold chains saying what up, pimping.
I'm not saying
we're not gonna get into that right now. It's too early. Okay, but go ahead.
No. I'm saying is that. His ability to like self-deprecate, like how did I mess that joke up? You know, where everybody else would have skimmed it over.
Right, I like
he,
that.
He was all about it, so he's about that life.
He bought that life. Y'all heard that? He bought that action. No. About that action, boss.
About it.
It's fucking stupid.
Okay. So, all right, goddamn it.
And the dogs shut up, if y'all wondering.
Too. All right, so the fucking Weekend Update, the white dude on it.
I like him too.
Okay. Like a young, handsome guy who's...
Yeah, Colin or something.
Like college humor, funny.
Yeah.
He says, okay, we're going to... This is a record amount of minority females who got elected into Congress.
Yep.
And they do a bit where they're going to show all the names.
Yeah.
And it's only four names. Right. And he comes back and he's like, oh, that's it? That was the funniest part.
They always... I like Weekend Update. I've always like Weekend fucking Update. No matter who was doing, Norm MacDonald was doing it.
Norm MacDonald was the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, man. SNL get a lot of fucking flack, but SNL has some moments, man.
I mean, you can't have a show for 40 plus years.
Right.
And every fucking one of them is a winner.
Right, it's like The Simpsons.
You go through ebbs and flows.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like... I haven't watched a Simpsons episode. If I put it on, I might laugh
myself. Might laugh my ass off, but what have I missed in the last 10 years? I don't know. But you know what? It might be fresh enough this year to be like,
Michael Che, is he on anything?
No, that's it.
I swear I saw him on like a movie or something. I'm totally wrong.
No, it was Jay Farrell was in Top 5.
Jay Farrell was, but who was Neighbors? Who was the black kid in that movie?
Oh, that's the dude from Atlanta. The one who plays Snoop in Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, I like him too.
Yeah. But Michael Che is like a smarter comic and
right. gets his He very out. Played a stoner kind of other dude. He's like, you know, very like stoned out. Like Atlanta. That look like that's perfect for him.
Is that a good show?
It's coming from an honest point of view of a writer. I like it because, you know, some of the shit they do, but I can see why people give it so much props because there's nothing else like that on TV at this point. But is it, like, the greatest shit ever in life? I wouldn't say that, but I would say that it is very fucking good. Like, he definitely has some... I think he had one show where I was sitting there like, oh, I don't really fucking know about, you know, what the fuck is... You know, but overall, I would give it a 8.5 out of 10. So, yeah. But yeah, I would say check it out just to see what's going on with it.
That's on, what network is that on?
FX.
Oh, okay.
And it's got fucking ratings through the roof. So, season two has been.
It seems like it. It seems like it's getting pretty popular. On that topic, I went and saw Moonlight. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see it. So talk about something else, motherfucker.
No, I'm not going to ruin anything for you.
Because you know last time you wasn't going to ruin nothing. We got the fucking one, two, three. Fucking subplot. What happened when you walked out the movie theater, motherfucker?
There's a whole other reason I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Okay.
All right. So I go down to, as most stories start, I go down to Veronica's.
Okay.
All right. And her best friend, mm-hmm. Her dude's coming over. Now, okay. He lives over here in the valley, so I had asked him, like, yo, can you just give me a ride? Huh. He's going to come late. Okay, fuck it. I'll take the goddamn subway. He shows up. They're like, Brandon, can you let him in? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the store and get some fucking O'Doul's because they're getting fucking...
Yeah, O'Doul's.
Well, keep going. I want to be part of the party kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Chai tea, motherfucker. Right. Join the party.
So, you see that in the fridge? Uh-uh. That's some good ass
chai. Isn't that for real?
No, oh, no, I can make you one if you want a fucking chai tea. So I get him and I'm like, yo, we're going to walk to the store. He's like, okay, cool. And he's smoking weed and cigarettes. And we get to the store and I get O'Doul's. He buys like fucking Mississippi Mud fucking beer.
He bought that? You know how many years I've been seeing that shit? I've never even fucking tasted that shit. That's the one like in a little barrel looking.
Yes. Yeah, it gets got a little handle deal. Mm-hmm. All right. And in my head, I'm like, don't get that. But
Mississippi,
I'm like,
what the fuck is in that?
It's like a dark, it's like almost like a Guinness.
Okay. I thought it actually had like some fucking Kahlua or something in that motherfucker.
No. You can't mix legally, even though like they sell like Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah.
And that has no Smirnoff in it. It has Smirnoff flavor, mm-hmm. but you can't actually sell a beverage that has a like booze in it. It has to be a malt liquor.
Oh, okay.
So
that's like, something I didn't know. Any of those interesting
like,
fact,
like those Jack Daniel's country cocktails, yeah. You know, any of those.
No Jack in there.
No, it's just Jack flavored. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck, it's crazy.
So we go back to the house. He's like, "Oh, dude, I want to smoke before the movie." Now they're all like doing sake shots.
The party be popping. V-Ron, holla at me. I ain't never got invited to a fucking party.
The hell, you come
the
down
party
with me.
Be popping. Fuck.
Always. Yeah, and she wanted to get after it. But everybody, she's like, let's do fucking sake bombs. Let's do that. And they had just cooked like this fuck. And you know me, I don't really eat red meat. But I'm like, fuck it. If someone's cooking, I'll eat.
It's only Hispanics and whites, though. There's no black people invited. Sorry, y'all.
All right. They made
fucking stupid.
I was gonna say that's Trump's America, but it is pretty much. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Just take out the Hispanics and it's Trump's America.
So white on white.
That's all he wants.
V-Ron gotta go leave her own party.
Does Trump have bad shit on black people? I don't think he really fucking fucks with them.
Man, I think Trump just like I said, man. Trump just on some OG shit, man. Fuck Trump. But because you told me we can't talk about Trump this. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
You put it off limits. So, because if you think about it, we would talk about Trump every episode. In some way, shape, or form, we could give him a little bit. But, you know, shout out to Trump. Peace.
I just want to say, hey.
Oh, shit. All
right. Then I'll take back the referendum that we can't talk about Trump.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I think in the first week of him, 2 weeks uh-huh. of him, like, he's doing the right thing.
Because he's not the fucking president.
No, but even then.
No, but you didn't hear he didn't go to the. Okay. Since you opened it up, you sure?
Go, go.
Okay.
Go.
So I'm sitting in a barbershop, and I get my hair cut at a nice, elegant barbershop. So it's some very elegant people that
it's
come
through
the door.
It's not called the cut?
No. It's not called the cut. It's not called... No, you stupid. So, fucking...
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. So...
That's the worst sign ever.
It's some industry insiders and shit. So the dude was, like, talking about Trump. He was like, well, you know he didn't show up for, like, the Pentagon training or some shit, like, to get the nuclear code. So I was like... What? How's that in here? He was like, yeah. And he pulled this shit up, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's the most. Oh, I fucked it up. that was supposed to be, but you told me I couldn't talk about Trump. So
no, I said Trump can't be most gangster shit.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to use it for this. So he was like, he just didn't show up, like,
okay.
to do the training for the cold.
So like, he just doesn't.
He don't give a fuck. He like, did you see Mike Pence went to Hamilton to see the play Hamilton?
Okay.
And they booed this motherfucker. From the time he walked in to the time he left, then the cast.
Have you seen that, by the way, or is it only on Broadway right now?
Well, it was in L.A.
Did you see it?
No, months ago. No, I didn't see shit. But
what is it about? Like I always
it's like a hip hop version of something about Alexander Hamilton, some shit. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's like world famous now. So
awesome log line.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't be the one to sell you a ticket for that one. Yeah. So the fucking.
Until you see it, maybe it's good.
Right. Yeah. So the dude, like the lead actors, the black dude, the whole cast, and then they did a whole like, because you know, a bunch of them probably gay and shit. And it was like, we just wish you would protect us and our rights and all this other shit. But supposedly he had already crept out the back door or some shit. So, but for them to do that, then Trump tweeted them and said, oh, Castor Hamilton, you should be embarrassed. You should apologize. Like, this our fucking president, man. Like, we, it still ain't kicked into the world. Like, wait, he's fucking tweeting instead of being the fucking president. Yeah, that's like, it's gonna be so many moments where the same white folks who voted for him, the same black folks who voted for him, they're gonna sit there and be like, should I kill myself today because my fucking president just tweeted something? And I'm sitting there like,
how many, and not only that, they said like 30% of Latinos voted
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Which is very odd since he wants you to fuck out of here.
Yep. There's slaves voting for the slave master.
Kind of is. It's weird.
Yeah. You can't justify that one, people. I'm sorry. I don't know. Even if you would have said like Hillary was going to fuck y'all over, he's going to fucking fuck you. It's like three fucks. But.
I just hope he gets jobs.
Yeah, for man. People I hope he do the right thing, man.
And
we both agree on that one. He ain't coming to show up to liquor license to fuck with us. So.
Well, he ain't showing up to the fucking Pentagon to hear.
Right.
The
so you know he ain't giving a fuck about what's going on in the San Fernando Valley.
Your theory of like some kind of shit pops up, he hits the button. Yeah. Technically, he can hit the button because he doesn't know the fucking codes. Technically.
I was like, I thought the dude was just like talking shit. He was like, no, this is like an intelligent doctor person. Okay. He was like, no. He didn't show up for the fucking
trip. Was he getting a Caesar?
No, that's for you. So he said,
I want to get a Caesar. Can I go to a black barber shop?
You can go get a Caesar salad at Wendy's. 99 cents. So the fucking, he already like doing all of this shit, man. I'm just like this is Mickey Mouse, say. This is what you signed up for. Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay, politics done.
Politics done. All
right. So Moonlight. So we go back in the house, and everybody...
It's fucked up.
Sake shots, right. Beers.
Except like no black people. Black people were harmed in the making of this store.
I got O'Doul's. No, fuck that. Her roommate's like side piece is a black chick. Then she was around, and so she was hanging out.
So her room... Wait. The roommate is a dude or a girl?
It's a dude.
Okay. Well, you can't be giving people business out in the fucking...
I didn't say names.
But I know, but you're like saying he cheating on his hoes with other hoes.
I don't know. Okay. You're
right. Can't do that, though.
Never mind.
Come on, Alexander Hamilton. You can't do that.
Fine. Fuck that. So, he's like...
You just broke up somebody's relationship. We just keep it going. Fuck that.
Fuck it.
Shit. Don't do that. Come on, man.
No. He's one of these dudes. I number one, I didn't say name. No, didn't say her name. Didn't say shit. Yeah, okay. Right. And not like they fucking listen. Okay. Him and his chick are always on, like, a break... Or like, I'm not talking to her anymore, and then next week she's over. I'm like, when was the last time that you dealt with that?
Nah, long that shit.
I did it maybe once, twice.
And I bet it was so long ago, you're like, man.
It was, I'm like, that's some high school shit.
That's some high school shit.
Okay. As a man, you got a set of nuts. Yep. You got your dick. Yep. It's big, it's small. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And here's the thing. If you're going to be with a woman, be with that woman. If you don't want to be with that woman, then fucking man the fuck up and say, I don't want to be with this woman.
I'm with you on that one.
And get the fuck out.
I'm with you on that one.
And then you get out.
I'm toast to that one.
You're going to feel bad about it. She's going to feel bad about it. It's going to be a pain in the ass.
It's misery. Fuck.
But guess what? It's easier than just going around getting your dick sucked by some fucking other chick.
Or some transvestite.
Either way.
Right.
Either way. It's annoying.
I'm with you.
That's what it is.
I just got, as I got older, it was so... Like, fascinating to me to be honest with women. Like,
and they dig it. Yo, like, dig it.
You know what, man? Hey, I like you, but I can name a few people I've actually told them, like, I ain't the kind of motherfucker you want to be with. You should go be with, like, some, you know, this kind of guy. And that shit make you feel good. You're like, damn, I'm proud of myself.
Because I've done the exact same thing.
Yep.
Okay? To somebody who was in your apartment watching you get nailed with curly hair. Okay. And I just said to her, listen,
oh my God.
I said to her, I said, I'm not going to be good for you.
Nah,
this is not going to work. So just go get like some guy. Like get a guy who gives a shit about you.
Yeah.
That's it. Like just do
Mr. Right.
No, okay. This isn't naming out names episode, so I ain't going to say
man,
this.
Man, don't say no fucking names.
I'm not saying any fucking names. Relax. I'm saying, all right, the last chick that I knew that you were with, not
me. Oh, my God, no. We can't be talking about me and Behold.
No.
No, this story cannot end good.
It's you don't understand being very vague here. I'm okay, asking you.
Let me
you,
hear this vague story.
Did you have a clean break with her? Or
oh, yeah, with everybody. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's the easy part. Yeah.
No. I mean, in her eyes, was it a clean break?
I don't fucking know. I can't, you know. Technically, I can never tell you in somebody else's eyes.
I'm saying, but, like, have you spoken to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what, oh, man, I'm proud of the fact that I don't get no emails. I don't have no unwanted kids. I don't have no abandoned babies. I don't have no STD packages I left behind. None of that shit, man. That's why I told you, like, fucking with rubbers and trying to be, like you said, being a grown man has led me down the right path. I don't have no burnt bridges. I don't have nobody looking for me like, that motherfucker took my heart and ran. Man, fuck all of that. You can't give that power away. You need that energy. You don't need somebody sitting trying to do voodoo on you and shit while you in fucking Pleasantville trying to chill. Fuck.
I told you yeah. 3 years ago, yeah. I did have somebody asking for you. Fuck it.
No, man, go ahead. Don't say fuck it. You can't say fuck it and just...
Okay. I go in to the deli.
You better fucking stop it. Who?
I go into the deli and I'm talking to a bartender.
Yeah.
Who might be a woman of color.
This is Mike Pence we're interviewing right now, too.
Well, yeah, tell me to be okay. PC and then I you got me fucking doing these fucking things.
This is a woman of color.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about.
Byron Della Beckwith.
Hey. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But that for me?
No.
Oh, yeah. But she said, fuck, man?
She said dipshit came in there.
Dipshit. The guy. Yeah.
Let's
got
see.
You. Go. I know.
He was a Marine,
man. Go with all of that shit. Go ahead.
He said he was in there looking.
Go ahead,
for
man. Him. Yeah. Okay. But that's a... Yeah, but that's not... You got to understand something.
What's that about? Why the fuck? Why would he go there to look for you?
But it's not going there to look for me. That was going there to look for something in life. I saw this person. I broke this story down to you about what happened with this fucking person.
I hope we're talking about the same person.
Yeah, we are. I told you, my brother and him got in a confrontation. And
oh,
shit.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Man. Okay. That's what I'm telling you. It's no man, woman, or child. Nobody, man. It feel good to walk. You know this because you live along the same lines. It feel good to be able to walk down the street. We was talking about this yesterday. Somebody I know might be moving to Arizona. We worked on something together and shit. Cool dude. He was talking about the price of houses in Arizona and all sort of shit and doing work back and forth here. And he was just like, man, I heard you say this before. He was like, but it literally hit me when I hit Arizona. Like, don't nobody fucking even know me. Like, nobody come and look for me. Like, right now, nobody come and knock on that door and look for B. Jiggling. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
You're a real motherfucker. And that's what I pride myself on being like that. Like, I didn't want to nothing to end bad. Like, it was, that's whole shit. We don't do whole shit, especially not with no men. Ugh, that's fucking, come on, man.
But so you're saying that so-and-so was on some whole shit?
Hell, you're fucking right. Yeah, but that's what,
I told you that shit from the fucking beginning.
No, but no.
I never
I'm not
that
saying from the beginning, guy. Like I said.
I hated that guy.
They had moments where whole shit occurred and, you know, man, but you got to understand, if you're not completely honest.
Did your brother beat the shit out of him?
Man, that was a whole nother situation. So what I'm saying is,
I love that, by the way.
What I'm saying is, don't be out here doing whole shit. Because a lot of real motherfuckers have had their moments where they did whole shit. Man, you just got to look in the mirror and say, damn, why did I do that shit and bounce back? But all that bullshit about looking, you fucking crazy, man.
You know what whole shit is?
I know what whole shit is.
It's having eye drops that make your eyes bluer. So you can put them in, but they're illegal,
man,
in California.
I'm not fucking with this fucking dude.
Like, fuck that.
Shout
guy.
Out to all the fucking people out there in the world. Peace to y'all motherfuckers. That's from LL.
Once in a while, I try
That's
to
from
fuck,
LL. Peace.
And
black and white,
nobody
unite.
Nobody knows who the fuck we're talking about. So
black and white, unite tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's all we on right now. Peace.
After 65 fucking minutes, can I get on the goddamn moonlight?
Yes. Well, No. Right. Wait. I thought the story wasn't about moonlight. It was about
so,
y'all pregaming and
so,
shit.
Yeah. They're pregaming and they're like, oh, we want to see Moonlight. And the chick's homie is like, oh, I'll buy tickets. I really want to see this movie. And in his mind, he watched the trailer.
Yeah.
And he thought it was like a hood movie, like a boy.
Oh no! Yeah.
And it believe
no,
me, it is not.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. No.
But from the trailer, I mean, you could take that, but you can also see like how do I put this guy? Number one, I really like this guy, and I think
that's the one from Luke Cage.
Hang on.
No, man, no, you no, better no. not start talking about this fucking movie.
I'm not going to talk about the guy. I'm talking about the pregame, goddamn it. Oh,
okay. You're talking about the dude from pregame.
You want me to get you some eye drops that are illegal in the United States to make your eyes blue? And then have that.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. God damn. I told you we saw him after that, though.
Did he cut his hair?
After you said that.
Did he cut his hair?
After you even said that he went.
That's a simple question. Who the fuck knows who the fuck he is?
But the point being, even after that, and it was like. You don't want I fucked up. You fucked up. And you shouldn't have fucked up.
He fucked up in life.
Because I gave motherfucker the green light when other people around me, everybody. You're not the only person. It was like four people who were around me, including my brother, used to be like, what the fuck are you? Why do you even talk to this fucking dude? Like, so shout out to him. But go ahead. All
right.
Hopefully. So y'all pre-gaming.
Hopefully nobody said that about me.
You on a basket case. You did some other shit. Fucking, you're a fucking basket. Come on. So y'all pregaming.
Yo, but your brother loves me.
Yeah, okay. But that don't have nothing to do with what we're talking about. So y'all pregaming.
All right.
On the Mississippi and Mud and Old Dudes combo.
And he's like.
And sake.
And they're doing sake. And he's like, oh, I'm going to rip a bong real quick. And I'm like, you know what? Let me get
this
that.
This dude just going all in. Okay. Shit. All right.
Okay. And the way.
This the roommate or the friend?
No, it's. Veronica's best friend's boyfriend.
Okay. Right. The roommate is
so
a dude.
The roommate's right. Roommate's a dude, and he's cool. Like I got you. With him. I know that this went 6,000 ways to Sunday, but paid on a Sunday morning. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I don't care. Like everybody else is getting lit. I'm gonna take one because it's gonna fuck me up.
One rip.
And I did. I took a good one. That,
yeah. Good boy.
All right. I'm like, I'm good. I go back inside and I look at Veronica and I say, I'm gonna fall asleep during this movie.
Damn.
I already know. Because I got up.
Yeah, when you don't get high in a long time, body tired. Oh my God. Relax.
We'd
give you the little chill.
It fucked me up. Like, she had to, like, almost carry me to the motherfucking Culver City Arc Light.
Damn.
Because
so y'all still went?
Yeah, they paid for the fucking tickets. I'm like, yo, don't buy tickets.
You fell asleep?
Fucking. Okay. You did? All right. So we get there.
Yeah.
And now I'm watching the movie, but I'm like, I'm uber fucking baked.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the first, you know, when you chase that dragon of that first time, man, you got baked?
I told you. Yeah. Chase it.
That's. I chased it. I found it. It was there. I'll tell you like this. Guys, don't fucking smoke weed for like a year. Hit a fucking bong. You'll find that dragon right again. Dang. It's right there. And I was like, whoo. Like, I'm trying to rub my eyes. I had a fucking iced tea. I'm trying to like just wake up. All right. So the movie itself, I'm not going to give away any kind of spoilers or anything. Yeah, your homie from Luke Cage, Cottonmouth, is in it. And he's great.
And he's great.
And
he's also in that Taraji P. Henson Nassau movie that's out right now. Or coming out.
Oh, I like that guy, man.
Yeah, I hope
he gets more
he's
shit.
He's having his moment right now.
I dig him.
He's having his moment.
Yeah. He always, with him, he's got this smile and laugh. That, like, you don't know if it's sinister.
Right. I like that dude. I'm glad he's having this moment. Shout out to him.
The mom. Okay, so the only way I can compare this movie to anything I've ever seen is that it's like Black Spring Breakers with a story.
Okay.
Like, it's thematic. It's artsy.
Yeah.
The three steps of the guy are very well done. I made it through like the first third where he's a kid, and the actor they have playing the kid is fucking brilliant.
And then you just passed out?
And then, I was so fucking high that like I just was like not.
I hate when you got a good high and you got to try to fight it to be awake.
I know, that sucked. It sucked because I really wanted. I'm seriously gonna go back and watch this movie again. Because I want to it was going the way of Drive. Like the first time I saw Drive, I watched about 25 minutes. I'm like, God damn, I want to watch the rest of this, but it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, fuck. So like the next day I got up and watched it. Like this Moonlight, I want to go see it again. Plus the acting was so well done. He's taking a piss. I'm saying is I would go see it. All right, there's something very interesting about the film that I can't put my... again, if you're baked, maybe you can't put your finger on the pulse of the movie, so I got to go see it not baked, all right? But the kid, motherfucker, was he good. He, the dude has, in his entire adolescence, teen, adult years, has less lines than Ryan Gosling in Drive. Dang. But it's all facial expressions, mm-hmm. and it's tone of the film, and it's the way he looks. And I'm like, motherfucker, man. Like this, see, against the Hughes brothers, this motherfucker, Bobby Jenkins, whoever the fuck it is, mm-hmm. who directed it,
yep.
He can direct actors. And the three of them never met at the three.
But it's just different, man. Different. We're not going to get into that right now. It's different.
Are you going to see it this week?
I'm going to see it, yeah.
Okay, because I want your opinion of it. And it's really getting high reviews.
Right, it's supposed to be nominated, possibly.
I mean, it's just weird. It's all right, guys, if you haven't seen anything about it, watch the trailer.
Check it out.
But it's basically three steps of a man's life.
Yeah.
As a African American individual in Miami.
Yeah.
Around drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds like every other fucking movie. No, it's not. Yeah, it's totally not. And questioning his sexuality.
Coming to grips with who he is.
Questioning his sexuality, shit right. like that. And I'm really pissed that I fucking fell asleep, because it was very, like, what I was watching, as baked as I was like calculating notes, like, holy shit, look at how interesting that is. But right. if I say anything, it's going to give it away to you. Yeah, so
we go into the next subject.
Boom. But seriously see it. Boom. Or maybe we'll go together.
I'm down to see it.
Yo, sometime this week, why don't we go early?
I'm down to see it. Thanksgiving.
Wah, wah. We'll go. I gotta work a fucking shithouse full this weekend because the boss is gone, of course.
Shout out to the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
So I'm talking to this dude, Silos. And I said, do you think Brad Pitt shaves his own balls? That's what I said. And then I realized, like, wow, that just came out of nowhere. But I really thought about that. You had said,
why wouldn't he shave his own
Johnny
balls?
Depp, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, these guys aren't going to the mall.
No.
They're not going to Floyd's.
Right.
They're not going to Ralph's.
Right.
They got somebody to do that.
Right.
Why would they not have someone or go to fucking Pink Cheeks on Ventura Boulevard where Sting goes and get like their shit like waxed or lasered and shit?
Brad just seemed like he could shave his own balls. That's just, yeah.
Okay, Clooney.
Yeah, I believe he still shave his own balls. Yeah, just do some shit to still feel a little manly. You might go get a wax every once in a while, but, you know, you can't. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd wax my balls.
That's what I was about to say. I wouldn't wax my fucking
balls.
And
I wouldn't laser my balls either.
Don't do none of that shit
to my balls.
That
doesn't seem good to your balls. When I used to go tanning, up to like a year ago, and I would put a fucking sock on my nuts and my dick when I went tanning, because, like, dipshit, my roommate, he'll just go butt naked. I'm like, you can't have that fucking
radiation on your
going right
dick.
On your nuts and shit. You gotta have some kind of block. Not like a fucking sock is gonna make a difference, but
you fucking stupid.
I'm just saying. Like,
oh my god, this motherfucker.
See, you never had to deal. You never had to go tanning.
Nah, I'm cool. I'm good. Shit.
Look, okay, this is a serious question.
Oh, shit, here we go with a serious one.
All right. It's not that serious.
I knew that without the fucking preface.
Obviously, you're not going to go tanning.
Right.
No. All right. But if you go out and you're laying out.
Yes, like, it get darker. Yes, black people get darker. Yes, we do.
Like, how much darker do you get?
Darker. A few shades. But it'll wear off in a few days. But yeah, you get it.
But you don't get sunburn.
Yeah, you get sunburn. Hell yeah.
You just don't see it like how on white people, like really right, white, pasty motherfuckers, it's all red and shit.
But
like
you've seen
that growing up. You know what I'm talking about? That dude who wore like a fucking tank top.
Oh, it happens.
The one day, and like they got just red all on their shoulders
it
and
happens.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You gotta use the aloe vera on that.
Yeah, the aloe vera from Walgreens, 99 cents.
Fucking right. They had the coolest shit.
Oh my.
Oddly enough, the name was called Cool Beads, and it was an aloe vera. And it had like little
cool
pieces,
beads.
Little white fucking like
specks.
Gelatinous things in it.
Yeah.
And you'd rub that shit on, that got rid of fucking
cool beads.
Sunburn like nut. And we got a sponsor today, guys.
Cool beads. Aloe vera gel.
Thank you. All right, good. Well, that's $100 in our bank account. Thank you. Cool beads.
Cool
beads. Copper tone cool beads. I think they made it. I don't know. I don't know if copper tone.
So he just gave one company props for making somebody else's product.
I think it was. I don't know. Do you use a facial moisturizer? You always had it.
Vaseline lotion.
You don't use Vaseline.
The lotion. Vaseline. The brand. Vaseline.
On your face?
Yeah. It's full body lotion.
It doesn't say face on the lotion, because I have it. It's like body lotion. It's not face and body lotion.
Where's your face?
What is right. Your face is here. Your face
it's
is
a
different.
Part of what? It's a part of what? Let my, see, your this head. Is another white rationale. Watch,
it's,
watch
it's
this.
Part, it's a part
it's
of your
a
head.
It's a part of, right, your head. That's on your what? That's a part of your what?
It's on my neck.
See? That's why I tell you, man. Man, we make all this shit up. We need 8 different moisturizers. I don't have no breakouts. I got nice skin. So maybe I'm doing something right.
Actually, I have, like, I've calmed down on my, obviously you guys have not heard the metrosexual minute that I used to do. I've calmed down on all my products. All I do now is use a bar of Russian Dove soap.
Okay.
All right. I use the same shampoo on my hair that I do for my beard.
Okay.
And then when I get out, I use a leave-in moisturizer on my head and my beard, comb it out.
That's it.
That's it.
Simple shit, man.
It was. It's very. It was
you
very
can learn
simple.
Your body though. The older you get, you really learn what works and what don't work.
I don't need motherfucking Axe body spray, Axe shampoo.
Yeah, no. I learned that Vaseline lotion shit from my grandmother. She always would just moisturize her whole body with lotion. I used to be like, damn, and her shit is wonderful. And I was like, people, oh, you can't use that. You're fucking stupid. You can use that shit on your face, your fucking heels, or your feet, anything.
I gotta say, I don't. You've always had a good complexion.
I'm yeah,
not,
God
I'm,
bless.
I'm not like checking
you, God.
You out.
Thank
I'm,
you, God.
I'm just saying.
Like, Mike Pence is checking me out, people.
I'm just saying. Christ. Like, that's. Did anybody in your family have like acne or anything?
Nah, none of that shit. I never saw none of them problems.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a Vaseline, dog. See, white people. White people are on that straight, no Vaseline.
No Vaseline. Up your ass.
You're on that Vaseline.
Yeah, up your ass.
Right.
Fucking retard.
Let's move forward.
Here. Let's move forward here. Moving along.
All right, so quick sports talk.
Ooh.
The Dodgers won a shithouse full of awards.
Yeah. Shout out to Dave Roberts, manager of the fucking year.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. I thought they was going to go to the series if they fucking would have got it the fuck together.
Dave Rogers, I mean, good for Dave Rogers.
Roberts,
no,
motherfucker.
Roberts. Corey Seager.
Great. And he was off MVP, too.
Number three. He got voted number three as a rookie.
Wait, 22, 21?
He got rookie of the year. Do you know how much ass that dude's slinging?
I don't know. People who that great at their craft. I think he's actually slinging baseballs in his spare time.
Maybe, but he might be just like cracking some like hot Dominican ass.
I'm telling you, because I'm
you're a fucking Dominican chick.
I'm probably
or like a Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Different kind of thing.
Barbados, Belize.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No doubt.
But with the Corey Seager type shit,
Barbados, Belize. No, but that's different. Totally different.
Right. That's what
Belize
I'm telling.
Belize is like okay.
Two different right, people. Right, shit. Yeah, I think he's more concentrating on playing baseball. Like with Matt Kemp, when he was great, he used to fuck around with the hoes and shit. And that would turn into a problem with Matt Kemp. Like bitches trying to extort him and shit.
The problem with Matt Kemp is, and
we talked about him before, you know that.
I talk about him all the time.
Okay.
He could have been great. He could have, I mean, not saying he's not great, I'm sure.
No, I don't know if he's definitely not the Matt Kemp that I thought he was going to be.
The Matt Kemp that I liked, that I bought a fucking jersey of, that I really give a shit about.
I never bought his jersey.
Was the one before, the year before he dated Rihanna.
Right, that's what I told you, he got two. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He went from this small town boy to the glitz and the glamour of LA. It's too much. You got to know how to just, it's the same thing with Puig. When Puig went from a fucking, like, real immigrant to fucking driving Rolls Royces through fucking Beverly Hills. Like, that's a different Puig. That's not the same fucking Puig, man.
No, you're right.
Puig got bitches and shit. I was like, man, I remember seeing Puig with the, and it's no bullshit. I forgot where I was at. And he had on, like, the fucking 1997 bootcut jeans and shit. Like, now you see Puig, he like Versace and shit and everything fitting right. Yeah, I remember Puig was fucking fresh off the fucking mound. Like, what the fuck? What did this do?
I still think he's going to be a good player, but I don't think he's ever going to get it together 100%. A guy like we've shouted out before, Adrian Gonzalez, another award winner.
Consistent motherfucker,
We got more silver sluggers.
Oh, yeah.
On the list.
I mean, he's going to Hall of Fame.
The Dodgers have just like, they got award winners.
Right. They got a good fucking team, man. That's why the Cubs got one. Now it's time for the Dodgers to get one.
Well, you're right. I mean, we haven't waited nearly long.
Right, no, but I'm just saying, just in a general, it's time for the Dodgers to get them on, man.
Speaking of the Dodgers,
yeah,
Dodgers are gangster. And you know what else is?
This is the most gangster shit of the week. Yo. Time for the most gangster shit of the week. So this week, we off politic gangster shit. So I ran across something that was the funniest shit to me. This dude in Florida, rich motherfucking white dude. So he decides, he had his wife for like 30 years or some shit. Mistress is this black chick. About a 5 out of 10. I mean, it's real trashy shit.
It's a white dude?
It's a white dude, yeah. Real trashy shit, man. Like,
Florida is trashy.
Right, but I can't understand. That should be your motto. He has so much money and he was fucking, his mistress was like a fucking skank, like piece of shit. That's crazy, look at
Donald Sterling's fucking.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, it bring me to something we was talking about earlier. So what happened is he tried to get rid of the bitch, like, literally. Several times, and she was like, nope, not going nowhere. So he like really kept trying to push, and she was like, okay, I got something for you. So her and her side man, which once I seen the mugshots and shit, he was her fucking pimp. So he was messing with some crackhead like bitch. Like, I don't know who he went to get his bitches, but his bitch was fucking trash. They fucking broke into his spot in Florida and took $15 million worth of fucking artwork and fucking ceramics and all kinds of shit. Yes, 15 fucking million. Put it all, got it all in the U-Haul and all this other shit and got it away and basically tried to extort the motherfucker for some more money. So I just want to give a shout out to her and her motherfucking pimp because, yeah, they eventually got caught. But I'm still thinking on the back end, he going to drop the charges and shit and all this other shit because he don't really want the story. Like from what the people were saying, he didn't want to be interviewed for the story and all this other shit. So instead of him just like fucking letting it go, I think he's just gonna drop all the shit and pay her off some money because that's what she was trying to do. She was just trying to get a little bread. So why is this the most gangster shit of the week? It's because we started this conversation off today talking about, you know, men having side holes and, you know, if you got one woman, be with your one woman and shit. And I understand, man, as men, we love pussy, we love women and shit like that, but you gotta pick and choose, man. You gotta be a little more selective with the shit you're out here doing, because at the end of the day, the woman always got the power because the pussy is the power. So shout out to her for making a $15 million heist. I bet when she was in elementary school, she never saw herself like pulling $15 million licks, you know, and she was stealing out of like Dollar General or some shit. She was like, one day I'm going to be pulling $15 million heist. So shout out to that woman.
Dollar General is huge in the South.
You fucking right it is.
And they actually have good products there,
yeah,
too.
And Family Dollar. Shout out to Family Dollar,
too. Mm-hmm. That's right by my parents. I know where that is.
So that was some gangster shit. And it was funny because you said that earlier about being with one woman and, you know, all this different shit. Because the women are fucking gangsters, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Was it? All right. So wait. This guy was married?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, supposed to be happily married and shit. Yeah, like, she got him. Like, she.
And just had like a young black chick on the
man,
side.
Man. And she wasn't even young. She was like. He was in his 60s, 70s. She's
look
like,
at Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. We go for some trash
ruined,
sometimes.
She ruined. The fucking
we go for some trash sometimes.
Yeah, but she might have done some freaky dirty shit that motherfucking saxophone playing Bill Clinton did not have before. Like, yo, yeah, I'm gonna stick a cigar in your pussy.
Right.
Ain't nobody sticking cigars in Hillary's pussy.
Right.
I'm just saying, that shit's dried up, dog. Yeah. You stick a cigar in her pussy, you get back a fucking
Hillary might have been scared to suck dick in the Oval Office and Monica wasn't, hey. You gonna always, but that's why I say we, like we was talking about earlier with, you know, if you got a woman, be with one woman. The thing about that is, you know, we can't ever just say, oh, do that, because, you know, it's gonna always be, man. You can be with a woman and, you know, at some moment she might stop doing the shit that you used to like that she did. So in your mind, you're gonna be craving for the shit, and so you might go out there and do some dumb shit. But to each his own. Shout out to the motherfucking $15 million fucking tramp who took fucking a $15 million.
I mean, has she been caught with the shit?
Yeah, they've been caught. They've been caught now. But she pulled the shit out, and she, and like I just said, eventually he's gonna drop the charges and he's gonna pay her off because she's got more shit on him. If you can get away with $15 million worth of somebody's shit, you got way more shit than we know about.
That dude might have.
You got tapes of me putting a fucking pool stick up your ass and you might be fucking with little kids behind the scenes. Like, yeah, she's gonna be okay. So shout out to her. Shout out to you, gangster.
Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, not good for me, motherfucker. I don't know the hoe.
Well, just try to get like a quarter of that $15 million from her and then.
Right. Keep it pimping, pimper.
Do pimps still exist?
Fucking right. What? Prostitution? When the last time you been to Vegas?
3 years ago.
Oh man, I got a cousin in Vegas who, man, girls be begging him like to be their pimp and shit. Like, yeah, it's still driving. That shit is popping. No, that's the world's oldest profession. You know that
why
shit.
Why don't they just, okay, like weed, why don't they just make it legal again?
It is legal in Vegas.
Why don't they make it legal across the country?
I mean, I'm sure Donald might put a stamp on it. He might make it pop again.
He wants to grab girls a season stuff.
Yeah, grab the pussies, yeah. And we have a little few brothels and shit, you know. Turn some old apartment buildings into some brothels and shit.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, shit.
But it's going to lead with the stinger. Remember picking me up from the job that I worked down Ventura Boulevard, not where we worked together, but at Sharper Image.
Yeah, yeah.
I could say their fucking name because they ain't fucking around anymore.
Right.
And I don't know what made me fucking think of this.
What?
When I would have to open. Mm-hmm. So remember where my house was, I'd walk there in the morning, I'd open, and then Jackie would give me a ride to the old spot.
Right.
Okay. So what they wanted me to do was when I opened, I'd have an hour before the doors were actually, you know, officially open to the public.
Right.
I had to go through, test off all the products.
Okay.
Make sure they work, you know, make sure they're working, make sure, like, we had just gotten in iPods. That's when it first started.
I remember that.
Make sure that the iPod was on, playing fucking Vertigo by U2 on the fucking docking station, test out all the shit. Yeah. And I used to do, like, the dumbest shit because it was just me and, like, one manager. The manager would be, like, counting the money.
Okay.
Getting shit ready for scheduling and for the day.
Gotcha.
So they have like those weights that you can like change.
Yeah, like, I remember those. Yeah. You change the, you just click it like.
You click it and like it's 10 pounds.
Right, then you go to 25. Yeah.
So like I'd sit there and I'd rock out some curls.
Yeah.
Okay. Rock out some just curls. Looking at Ventura Boulevard, just rocking out curls. Then there was like a nose hair trimmer that we had that I had to like make sure.
Sharp Image had some different shit.
Did have like batteries in it, but I'd like shave my nose hair and then put it back. I did some creepy shit. So they had like a Casio keyboard. Now I don't know if that was the brand, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, and now this is like when we were kids and you had a Casio keyboard, they were like kind of whack. You could just do this, have a little drum beat.
Mm-hmm.
This one had all kinds of shit. You could plug in USBs. You could do samples.
Yeah.
So it had like a list of songs that you can have as like your backdrop and you play like music through it.
Okay.
Now, I fucking hate Titanic. That movie Titanic. It is a piece of shit. And that stupid My Heart Will Go On song from it sucks. Garbage ass song.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. It sucks. That's one of the songs.
Leo's not coming on here.
Okay. Sorry, Leo. Fuck. Do you like Titanic?
I couldn't even tell you.
That, number one, Titanic. All right.
I saw it.
All right.
I have seen it.
If Thanksgiving is in Turkey equals white people, just add Titanic afterwards. Just put that in the bin that is white people.
Okay. Y'all can Titanic. Have that one. Y'all can have that one too.
Please. Fucking band plays in the way. Fuck that movie. Cool. That movie fucking sucks.
All right. So back to what you were saying.
Ugh. God, that movie sucks. And that song sucks. I fucking hate Celine Dion. I don't like that song. Anyways.
It's fucking crazy.
Because of how much I hated it, I decided, because I had time, I had like an hour.
He learned the fucking song.
No. It was on there.
Okay.
So like you play the song and then it's like a sample and you could play like drum beats over it and shit. So I made like a hip hop version of My Heart Will Go On.
Okay, Leo might come on the show now.
Right. Okay. I made like a hip hop. I was playing like a Dr. Dre, like boom, 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 and will go on. Like
that sounded like more like a Gap Band version, but I don't know about it.
It was it was sort of like with Charlie Wilson.
Yeah,
it was sort of like that. But so I saved it because it had an internal hard drive. Like that's how it had a fucking stand.
That's what that
it
next
had,
level
like,
shit.
Yeah. It had like an X stand.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like this is like legit shit. And I'm like, you know, like a little thing we could like kind of mix it if you wanted to. Yeah. And I spent like 2 days doing this. I don't know why.
Because Sharper Image on Ventura Boulevard at the time wasn't flocking with fucking customers. And I remember that one. Wasn't flocking. The one in New Orleans that we used to have wasn't flocking with fucking customers.
The only people I get in there was Ice Cube.
It was always like a rich man toy shop. Like it was
Denise just, Richards, look, Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen.
Look, that's rich man toy shop. That's
what it was.
Yeah.
And I worked from 8 to 1.
Right.
Who the fuck is coming in there?
Charlie Sheen.
8 to 1. Yeah.
Hey, motherfucker. I need a keyboard for a party I'm having.
That motherfucker, I should have sold him the nose hair thing because his nose hairs were longer than my beard.
Yeah, even on TV, I used to see his shit and be like, God damn, that shit look creepy. And the hair out his ears, too. I was like, motherfucker, you need some body work. Something. What the fuck?
So, see, he needs to go to wherever Brad Pitt gets his balls shaved and just they clean
Brad
that
Pitt
shit
shaves
up.
His own balls.
I don't think he does, dude. All right. Anyways, so I save this shit.
Uh huh.
All right, and I just hit repeat.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm no fucking hurt him bad. I'm not a fucking good producer.
Right. What?
But like I was just
the fuck is this one going?
I was just bored. Right. But so there's you know, you had to have all the shit going. Like, the Dyson had to be, like, plugged in.
Right, I'm with you.
So people could test the shit out. Right. So I just hit replay on my beat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Burning on the beat, ho.
Uh-huh.
I just hit replay.
Yep.
So the entire day, it would just play the stupid Titanic song with my, like, bass beats behind it.
And Ice Cube was like, damn, I like this shit.
And then you just got this. You just got in the background. And then all of a sudden, cuts in, it's like, burn the beat, ho!
And then Cube say, I need this shit, Jeremy.
He bought a massage chair. The same one I had, remember?
That's some player, that was a player chair. That was a nice chair.
But,
yeah. Nice, that was a nice
chair. He got it right after Player's Lounge.
That was a nice, after Player's Club, motherfucker. Players Club, sorry.
I didn't like that movie.
Come on, man, we're not getting into that one.
All right. So, anyways, I set it up. And so everything, like I said, I have everything set up. And I just hit replay. So it'll just play my song the entire day. Off this fucking thing, okay? So about a weekend, this guy stops me. Now, he's like part of like the B shift,
mm-hmm.
okay? The B team, we all put our hands in.
Yeah, come on, 1, 2, 3, team.
I would actually stay an extra hour just to talk to this guy.
Mm-hmm. See? He was a team player.
He was part of...
Brandon was a team player.
He was part of the Seattle 8, which the actual Big Lebowski was a part of. He talks about it in the movie. And so he knows the guy,
okay,
who's the big, like, the movie's based on.
Where is this going?
And he would give me, like, books to read.
Okay.
But he'd wrap them up in, like, paper bags with, like, straw and shit. And I'm like...
He was he was thoughtful.
It was nice.
Yeah.
So he stops me one day and he goes, Brandon, I know you're here. I know you're putting on music. Mm. That's great. He goes, if I hear this Titanic song one more time, I'm going to smash that motherfucking keyboard.
Damn, DPU exile on the beat, ho.
Then he just walked away. He just walked away, and I went over there and just hit delete, and I'm like, because this guy's 65 years old, he could probably fucking kick my ass. I don't want anything to do with this, and I hate the song anyways.
And that was the end of his beat-making career. DPU exile on the beat, ho.
That was it.
That was it. Retired after one
D-E
hit.
D-E on the beat, ho.
One fucking hit made at Sharper Image on Ventura Boulevard. California.
It was actually called, in my mind, it was called Titanic.
Titanic.
And I was just gonna have like a bunch of strippers in the video with like big ass titties, like
Titanic,
jumping around to fucking Celine Dion, but all dressed like Celine Dion.
Titanic.
Where the fuck is this going?
Like 20 minutes ago. Where the fuck are we going?
I mean,
I stood on the beat, ho.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. I'll leave on this.
Okay.
Unless you got
something. No, come on, Pence. Come on.
All right.
Keep it going.
Having kids, is it worth it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Why? What if the world ends tomorrow?
Then we all going to end. But it was, you know, it's good to be able to give people the part of you that the good shit about yourself.
I know what That's you it. Do with
it the, don't matter.
With the
it's
kids
all
now.
Good.
Yeah. No, and you and you're
I'm for all the children, man. I'm gonna tell you, even as a teenage father, it's the same thing.
Shout out to our Cordier love the
it's
kids.
It's all worth it. So
and he loved the kids in a good way,
worth it. So I mean it's hard, but fuck, it's still worth it. So
I mean
fuck. But I would advise if you're not I don't think having kids for everybody either.
Listen, hey, I'm not saying shit about shit.
Yeah,
it seems like you have.
It's not for everybody.
You have a very well-read, very intelligent daughter.
Any child that's ever been in my life will tell you it. I'm great, but it's not for the shit. Is hard. It's got moments, but it's not. I would advise everybody not. Some people shouldn't have kids. I really believe that.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. On Thanksgiving,
on the beat,
the Crudeer is not going to do anything for
on the beat, ho.
I want to give thanks.
Yep.
For your family.
Appreciate it.
Shout out, Mom. Shout out my parents.
Shout out to them, too. Yep.
Okay. Your daughter, hope she's doing well. I'm sure
she
is.
Shout out to everybody. We don't need to go into specifics, but shout out to everybody.
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 Have a great Thanksgiving. And guess what? Yes, you should do it every day.
Yeah.
But if this is the one time you're going to appreciate a motherfucker, go do it. Then appreciate him.
Go do it. Yeah.
That's it.
I don't have nothing against that.
Listen, if you're our age and you got a grandparent out there, give him a fucking call.
I know how I feel about all that shit. I told you. I feel strongly about that shit.
I don't care. Just give him a call because
you got a brother, you got a sister, you got a grandpa, uncle.
I'm done with grandparents. They're all dead.
And they're gone, right. And you probably have more love for them than who. You know what I mean? But it's gone.
It is.
Damn. Well, I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for liquor license, too. I'm thankful for this outlet.
Okay. If I'm sitting right now on Thursday and I'm eating some turkey and some stuff in the Crudeers never had, and they do the what are you thankful for, I'd say I'm thankful I saw you at Ralph's that day.
Yeah, that was a cool.
With Mike.
No.
And probably about a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And that we are able to do this now.
Yeah, shout out to us.
That's what I'm thankful for.
Me too. I'm with you.
Because I look forward to the shit. Like when Luke said he was taking the recorder to do a thing on Monday, which everybody looked forward to. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. Luke's show is going to have some really filthy shit to talk about, and it's going to be good. So listen to Luke's show this next
really
week.
Really filthy shit.
Like I said, I give him shout outs. He never says shit about me, but you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, on that note.
On that note, Luke, go fuck your face. That's you with that bad ass bins, huh? That's you that can't keep old Eddie because you keep fucking the friends, huh? You gotta go to court, huh? You got service subpoena for child support, huh? That was that nerve, huh? You ain't even much get a chance to say a word, huh? I know I ain't tripping. Don't your brother got them birds, huh? You won't bust one of them niggas' heads, huh? You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you just ain't gonna let a nigga come and punk you, huh? Stunt in front you, huh? Straight up punk you, huh? You know got that fire green, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh? Shit ain't hard as it seems, huh? You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of your old jeans, huh? Some of your partners don't fools, huh? You don't really wanna fuck with them niggas, huh? You come up with them niggas, huh? You stuck with them niggas, huh? You a paper chaser, you got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. Remain nothing out of something, you handle your biz. They don't be crying in the something, you a paper chaser. You got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. Remain nothing out of something, you handle your biz. They don't be crying in the something. You can't do nothing but love, fresh huh? You won't know what we gon' do next time. Huh? You bought my table to check, huh? Huh? You trying to protect your chest, huh? You spend 70 on your pins, huh? That ain't sure, that's for your friends, huh? You won't stop these niggas from playing with you, huh? You won't run a block, huh? You won't be the only nigga with drugs, huh? You can't be blood cocks, huh? You count the money at the end of the night, huh? You on a G-Day flight, huh? You full of that diesel, huh? You ducking them people, huh? Your face was on the news last night, huh? You the one rising the dudes out their shoes last night, huh? You don't go in the project when it's dark, huh? You claim you a thug and you ain't got no hood, huh? You got stuck in that bitch and you couldn't leave, huh? It was hard for you to breathe, huh? You a paper chaser, you got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. So make nothing out of something, you handle your biz. And don't cry, and it's something, you a paper chaser. You got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. So make nothing out of something, you handle your biz. And don't be crying, and it's something. You got a trust badge in charge, huh? Your dick got hard, huh? When you was looking at them LeBrons, huh? You don't know when to quit, huh? That's you with that shot call and shit, huh? That's you with that ball and shit, huh? That's you that's taking them hits, huh? That hoe don't know when to shut up or mouth, huh? You gon' knock your whole teeth out, huh? You done switched from Nike to Reeboks, huh? You twinkin' your goals every time you leave your house, huh? Them income tax checks out, huh? You bout to flip that, huh? You bout to go score you a gram, huh? You gon' treat your nose, huh? You bout to go put the dope dick on one of these hoes, huh? When you broke, you drove, huh? You paid, you got boo-boo places to go, huh? You on the top, huh? You ride a nigga shop, huh? You don't even think you could be stopped, huh? You riding in the Benz on 20 grams, huh? You a paper chaser, you got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese.
nothing you had to be. And don't be crying and it's something you will keep cheese. You got your block on fire, be made in the G. And tell the moment you inspire, you know what it is. To make you nothing out of something you had to you be.
You got to go to court. And you got to go to court. That nerve, huh?